It's the Naked Scientists with Dr. Chris, Dr. Dave and Dr. Kat. Got a question here for you, Dave. Richard Poulton says, does my iPod get heavier when I add more music to it? I suppose presumably it would if you added heavy metal, wouldn't it?
I'm not sure how much it depends on the type of music. Okay, there's the only way that actually adding music to your iPod could increase its mass could be if you were somehow increasing the energy of it. Now, the way especially modern iPods tend to store music is in what's called flash memory, and this has lots of little tiny cells inside it, and you tend to trap a few electrons, maybe a few hundred electrons, in a little gap, in a little space, and then that affects how current will flow through a wire, and so you can read it again. Now, this is going to store some energy, but a minuscule amount, and probably like a thousandth of a joule the most inside the whole of your iPod if you even filled it completely with music, and that's only for the ones, so the zeros wouldn't be storing any of that, so only half of that amount, and that extra energy equals mc squared will increase the mass ever so slightly, but that's a tiny amount, and that's far less than the increase in mass of the bat once you charge up the battery, which is also far less than the amount of mass you'd get from putting a greasy fingerprint on the top of it.
So the answer is yes. If you do actually put some energy into the iPod, if whatever you do to it means it gains some energy, because Einstein says E equals MC squared, it has to gain some mass, but whatever happens, the amount is going to be absolutely tiny.